Okay, back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Recap of the week, Rocky Mountain College and Seattle. And upcoming for the Yellow Jackets, Central Washington and Western Washington, and start playing the teams again in the GNAC. We'll be joined by Coach Don Trentum right after this timeout. Our thanks to Clock Tower Inn, GM Petroleum Distributors, and Denny Minholt Chevrolet Hummer. Back in a minute on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, our thanks to First Interstate Bank, St. Vincent's Healthcare, Orthopedic Surgeons. Coach Don Trentum, review it for us. You know the drill. Rocky Mountain College and Seattle. First of all, I guess we could get an update on Brittany Sandow. Your senior captain goes down, always tough, and injury's never good, and especially in the senior year, just disappointing. Just update us on her physical condition, how she's doing, and how she's getting through the injury.
Well, thanks for asking, Pat. First of all, I just want to kind of say to everybody in this community and even outside the community, they've shown tremendous support for Brittany and had a lot of nice emails and calls, and I know she's really received a lot of support from not only her teammates but others by coming up to the hospital and seeing her and sending wishes to her, so it's been great. She left the hospital this morning. She was there for a couple nights and broke her leg against Seattle the other day, and difficult situation. We all feel really bad but not as bad obviously as Brittany feels. And the one thing about it is Brittany was a competitor, and she went out on a competitive tackle, and she gave everything she had for our program to the very last tackle that she made for our program. So, it's an honor to have coached her over the past 4 years, and it'll be an honor to have her, with us here in these last 7 games on the bench and helping Allie and myself out and all of her teammates out. So she might not be playing, but she's still a captain in this program, and she'll still play a major role down the stretch.
Actually happened over the weekend against Seattle in Billings, actually at Rocky Mountain College, who you guys played earlier in the week. What do you do as a coach, and did you see the team, when you got your captain, it's a senior, and I don't know if you just go on and it hits you after the game. Did you see how it affected your team, and what can you do as a coach when an injury like that happens anytime?
Well, I think it definitely had an effect on the team. There were a lot of tears, after it happened, and we had to wait around for about 25 minutes for the ambulance. So psychologically, it took a big impact on us. And we basically gave the players off Sunday, gave them off Monday. We had an optional practice, but it was more just kind of get out and goof around a little bit and have a little kick around. Nothing really, wasn't a real serious practice. Not everybody was there, so just trying to give them a mental break. And what I told them today is basically, we all react differently to it, but we can't let it affect our season. We don't want that, and obviously I know Brittany doesn't want that because I've talked to her about it. And we've got to get on with things, and that's part of a team. You have players that need to step up, and players that somebody needs to step up into the starting spot and take over. That's what Brittany wants, and that's what we want to do.
Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show brought to you in part by RBC Dane Rauscher, Chinook Wireless, and Perkins Restaurants. And Coach, talk about the win at over Rocky on the turf at Wendy's Field at Dallas Stadium before the weekend.
Played really well. I thought the first half was, wasn't too exciting. It always is with Rocky, and just trying to feel each other out. And then I thought in the second half we kind of took over, played really, really well in the second half. We scored a goal before halftime. Mandy Plaskanka scored a great second goal to give us a 2-0 lead. And, they got one late on us and kind of made it a little nerve-wracking at the end, but for the most part, I thought we were in control, played well, created a lot of chances. The defense did pretty well, and it was a good win for us.
Start playing teams again in the GNAC, Coach, as we mentioned in the intro, Central Washington and Western Washington. Talk a little about the upcoming games, Friday at 4, Sunday at 1, at your place here in Billings. And you've seen these teams already, so talk about what comes up this time.
Well, I think, you know, this conference, as everybody knows, is a very good conference. Currently, we're tied for third with Western Washington with 3-3-1 records in the conference. Central Washington is 3-4, so they're sitting in, I guess, fifth place because of the tie in third. But they just beat Western Washington 1-0 last weekend. So these are two good teams. Central Washington beat us 3-0 over at their place. And it really took it to us. I'd say we didn't have our best game, but you know, you got to credit Central Washington. I think they were a part of us not having our best game, and you know, beat us convincingly 3-0. Western Washington, we tied them 2-2 up at their place. You know, had a 2-goal lead at halftime, and they battled back hard to get the tie there. I think we feel we should have won the game, and I know they feel they should have won the game. So I think both matches this weekend are important matches because of where we're all three teams are at in the standings. But they're going to be tough matches because of how good Western and Central Washington are.
Coach, as always, thanks for your time. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks, Pat.
Jackets and Company, our sponsor, Yellow Book USA and Stella's Bakery. We'll take a time out. You're listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show on the wrap-up. Home games this weekend. Check them out. Go out and support the Lady Yellow Jackets. They need your support this time of the season. Central Washington Friday at 4 o'clock, the COT, and then Western Washington on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Coach Trenta mentioned in the broadcast about the importance of these games in the GNAC as we head in to the meat of the second half of the season. So for Coach Don Trenta, Pat Boland on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.